to the latest The Best of Wii podcast series. We're talking about number 7 on our first party list, Mario Kart Wii. And I'm Neil Ronahan, and we've got Tyler Olu.
Hey, guys.
One of the new guys from Canada. We have, like, a Canadian contingent now. Him and Guillaume are going to take the country by storm.
Yeah. There's not many of us up here, so me and him, we pretty much outnumber everybody
else. And half of Lindemann will also help you out.
I didn't know you were Canadian. Where in Canada?
Oshawa? It's just outside of Toronto. I think if you talk to anyone from Canada, they'll be like, oh, it's just outside of Toronto. But I really am.
I'm in Brockport, which is just outside Rochester, so we can scream across the lake.
And that voice you're hearing is Mike Gammon.
Hey, everybody.
He's a little lapsed, but he's coming back. He's, you know,
wrote
the Mario Kart Wii the piece that this is going up alongside of. But I guess the place to start at with this game is the online. Came out in April 2008 in North America, and, you know, about a month and a half after Brawl, which some people will say it had good online, but largely the online was kind of borked. But Mario Kart Wii kind of proved this all wrong. So, Mike, you kind of started from an interesting place with this, because you went to a press event related to this, and then, you know, got to experience the online when you got the game. But how did you feel about it?
Well, it wasn't really a press event. It was the regular grand opening at the Nintendo World Store.
Oh, okay.
And, it was interesting because it was just incredibly, incredibly crowded. And they did this ridiculous thing where they wouldn't let you buy the game unless you did all of the events they had going on. So they were, like, forcing you before you could buy the game. And I had to catch a plane, so it was stressful. But I had to, like, go get my picture taken for a license and then sit in one of the fake go-karts and race and all this crazy stuff before I finally got the game. But that was a couple days early, which was nice, I think, from the rest of everybody else. But, I'm a huge Mario Kart fan. I played the absolute hell out of Super Mario Kart with my sisters and my parents on the Super Nintendo. Back when I was young. I was have issues with some of the games that happened between then and now and some of the introductions, but I'm really happy with where Mario Kart Wii brought it back. And most notably for me is that back on the Super Nintendo version, one of the things we used to do was you wouldn't just do a match race of one-on-one. That wasn't that interesting, but what you do is you play two-player split screen and you do the cups against all the computer players still. And, it quickly devolved into, you know, essentially a match race where we were both of us were better than the rest of the computer players, but we try and loop around and lap them and stuff. But
that's the one thing I miss from later games after the Super Nintendo one was that you could so easily lap players in the Super Nintendo game, but then that kind of went away, I guess, rubber banding and all that.
Yeah. But no, but in the main thing about the online mode that just reminded me of that was the fact that now my parents had a Wii, I had a Wii, my sisters had a Wii out, you know, in different states and everything. But my wife and I could go online, split screen on ours, and they could be split, and my mom and dad could be split screen on theirs, and so on and so forth. And we could all get on and race still. And
that's awesome.
And then we could combine it with, you know, other people we don't know online, and it's the first time since the original game that I felt like it had that, you know, you're racing against each other and others at the same time. And I think it's a really underappreciated aspect of the online that you could so easily just jump in and do that, especially given where all of Nintendo's other online offerings are.
Yeah. I mean, it is far and away, I think, that the best Nintendo online experience. I know the game came out for me when I was in college. And I recall this was around finals week because it came out at the end of April. So it would have been right around that time. And I just remember having a couple nights where it'd be me and three of my friends where we had two of us were very good and the other two people kind of sucked. But we would alternate with the two really good people and the two a little bit worse people playing online. And we would do that for hours. And just having all those random people that would show up, but then you'd still be able to play split screen. For me, that's a huge thing with online games in general. It's why I enjoy playing the Halo games online, because you can do four-player split screen and go online. But for me, I mean, that was a big part of why I played a lot of Mario Kart Wii, especially online. And then, I mean, going back to what you were saying about your parents, I actually got my mom to play this game with me, and it didn't really end well for her, because she doesn't really have much experience. She was just like, oh, I'll play with the wheel. And I mean, that was one of the first... Now, like, even Wii Sports, I couldn't really get my mom to play, but she actually would play Mario Kart, and we played it a lot, actually. Tyler, did you have any weird family experiences, or were you more of a traditionalist with this game?
No, it just always by myself, but I think the secret best feature for me with Mario Kart Wii was just that, you know, going into it, you're coming off of Smash Brothers, you were fed so much that it was going to be fine, it was going to, you know, be online, it was going to be good, and so after that you're kind of, I remember being kind of down, I was like, maybe Mario Kart Online won't work, and it'll be just as weird and laggy, but it was really good, and what I really liked the most was about, and it's funny because it's so common now, but the asynchronous gameplay where you could record time trials and send them to your friend and challenge them, and I felt like it's a good example of how people think of when Nintendo does online, and that it's something weird. It's not just a leaderboard or like a time that you just have to achieve, and you see your buddy's name, oh, you beat your buddy. It's like you see him on the track, and then you try to beat his time, and you do, and then you go back and forth, but sometimes you'll be used to it, and then all of a sudden, wait, he's on a motorcycle this time, and wait, he's Wario this time, and he just destroys your other record, and then you try to match that and try to find your own combination that works even better. It was just so much fun. I just really loved that feature of the game.
I mean, I think when you look at Mario Kart Wii, it might be one of the online experiences that tells you a lot of what Nintendo's gonna try to do with Miiverse, because they even had the Mario Kart channel, which you could download to the Wii menu, where you could kind of access and download ghost data and stuff like that, which was pretty cool. And some of the other things that the game added, they had motorcycles for, I guess, the first and last time, at least as far as we know. And I don't know about you guys, but I got to a point where I used exclusively motorcycles.
Especially for time.
Yeah,
I did the same thing. Yeah, I can't decide if I like that or not. I still to this day can't decide if I like the addition of motorcycles or not.
Yeah,
I think that they struck an interesting balance with the whole like you only have one little.
But
boost
you could do that little like the wheelie where you would get the boost of yours right away. So that's what I would use a lot.
Uh-huh, yeah, it made sense, it was great.
And then the tricks as well, which I also liked, and I ended up, I played this game primarily with Wii Remote and Nunchuck, so...
I felt like that was the way
that's
play
how I
it.
Felt too. I have a lot of people who are just like, oh, you're crazy, I only use the GameCube controller.
Yeah, but the thing was that, I'm almost 100% on this, that when you, with the PAL block, with the GameCube controller, there was no way to avoid that.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. I don't know if there is.
You
or
had
not.
To if you were playing with the remote, because the button on the game controller for like was to do a trick, right? And then to do a trick was to shake the remote. Yeah. So if you're using the steering wheel or just remote by itself, or the nunchuck and Wii remote, then you're fine. Like you could avoid the PAL block. So people like you'd be playing online and people would constantly be wiping out, and you wouldn't understand like why weren't they trying to avoid this? But they must have been GameCube controller.
Yeah, this is one of the games I never got the GameCube controller thing either. I thought Nunchuck and Wii Remote worked perfectly. You know, there's a huge number of people that call using anything but the Wii Wheel cheating, though. And I don't agree with that.
I do love seeing that golden wheel online. I'm glad that people do use it, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it worked well. It's really kind of weird. I'd go home to visit my parents, and at the time that this came out, they have this new neighbor kid. It's kind of a Dennis the Menace thing, but he comes over all the time, and he's really little. He was really little at the time. He's older now a bit, but it was just amazing to see that he was actually able to become competent using the wheel. And I don't think, given where he was at growing up and his fine motor skills at the time, I don't think he would have been able to have as much fun with it if he was forced to use, you know, the more traditional style controls. And I think I put this in my write-up. I think just that is another really cool example of where the whole Wii mantra was successful, where they had this great control scheme to keep all of us happy, but they had this other thing that just drew everybody else in at the same time, as opposed to one or the other. And I think it's another reason why, you know, Mario Kart shines as far as Wii library goes.
Yeah, definitely. I just think it was one of those games that brought groups together that might not have played video games before. It was successful where, in all honesty, Smash Brothers was not, because Mario Kart Wii was a game that you could hand the Wii remote in the wheel and people would almost instantly get it, even if they'd never played a Mario Kart game before. And I think the sales numbers show that Mario Kart was very successful in doing that.
Yeah, in a weird way, Smash Brothers did the opposite. They tweaked all these competitive things that pissed off the like hardcore people, but then didn't do really anything to bring in anybody else. So it just kind of, you know, became this muddy version of the game that I still love, but it's still highly controversial.
But so what are some of you guys' favorite courses in this game? I would say for me, just kind of looking at a list here, some of my favorite, I really like the Rainbow Road in this game. I like Wario's Gold Mine a whole lot. DK Summit is also the snow track is also a lot of fun. I know Coconut Mall and Mushroom Gorge both showed up in Mario Kart 7, and it was nice to see them again. Maple Tree Way, also a cool level.
I remember, I really like Toad's Factory. Yeah. I just like there's a lot of ramps, like, especially towards the end with, it was like the pushers and the conveyor belts, and it just was really good, just a good theme. Like, it was so interesting. I thought that this entry in the series especially just had really good themes, like Wario's Gold Mine with, a rickety racetrack, and it was just so well done. I really enjoyed that. I really liked Mushroom Gorge. There's something about the visuals in Mario Kart Wii that the tracks had that weird, glossy sheen. Definitely. To them, and I thought it was just, it's such a gorgeous looking game.
I'm always a sucker for the courses that are on pavement. I've always been since the first game. So one thing that's cool about Mario Kart Wii is all three of the cups start with a good one in the new races. They're all the circuit ones. Let me look them up. Luigi, Mario, and Daisy Circuit.
Yeah.
I love playing all those ones. I love that Mario Circuit 3 is in this one. Which is kind of the road course with all the really slow you down dirt on the outside.
Yeah, I remember that one from the Super Nintendo game. That level's a dick.
And I'm a sucker for all the Super Nintendo throwbacks, and this one has Ghost Valley 2 as well.
I love that level,
which I love. Yeah, no. So yeah, I'm very retro when it comes to Mario Kart. So I think that's why, you know, some of my favorite games are opposite of others. Like, I love the GBA one, things like that, because I just like that retro feel. And when Nintendo started putting the retro courses in, it was like the coolest thing ever.
It still is to me.
Yeah, I'm holding out hope that maybe someday we're going to see, like, I don't care if they do it through DLC or maybe it's just one glorious version of Mario Kart. We get to, like, get every single course in one game.
I would love to say, I mean, in all honesty, I think something like that could happen on Mario Kart on Wii U. Which I kind of hope they wait a little while to do, but I think that'll be, like, the one on 3DS where we'll see it. Like, you know, within a year or two of release.
One thing I'd love to see on Mario Kart Wii U is for them to look at kind of the successes and failures of Mod Nation Racers, and hopefully, I don't know how good Little Big Planet Karting's going.
I've heard it's a lot better.
But it'd be cool to design courses on the tablet, and I hope they do it.
Yeah, that would be kind of awesome. But yeah, so that is Mario Kart Wii. Any kind of parting thoughts to say before we take it home?
They kept the damn blue shell.
The blue shell is going to stay in it forever. I'm sorry.
It's the worst item ever.
For me, I enjoyed it when it came out, and now I'm enjoying it a lot more because I have a 3-year-old, and like with the wheel, it's so easy for her to play.
Oh, that's awesome.
And like, she's really young. I'm not forcing it on her, but she does have a lot of fun with it. And so it's just such a great that I can share that with her, and it's so simple and easy to get into.
Yeah, my brother is a kid who she is 4.5 at this point, and she's played some Mario Kart Wii, and I mean, that's one of the racing games. That's like one of the video games that she plays a lot, from what I hear. Oh. Is and that's because
we'll have to get them.
Yeah,
we'll have to get them to send some ghost tracks.
Get them online. but I mean, that's kind of where I think this game succeeds, as we've talked about, is that it does. It still has that core Mario Kart experience, but it also kind of extends it to everything else as well. And also, this game, while it is kind of crappy that, like, you can't, like, beat 150cc and then unlock everything from 50 and 100cc, yeah. And that's something they kind of fixed in Mario Kart 7, there were a lot of unlocks in this game that really drew me to play the game a whole ton so I could unlock everything and all the different characters. And that's something that I felt was lost in Mario Kart 7, was that they kept the unlocks kind of limited and almost random as well, because you just accrue coins and then there would only be 4 characters to unlock, where in this, there were a ton of characters to unlock.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And just all the just how customizable the carts were and stuff like that. It was just fun to tinker around and see what you could do.
Yep.
Pick the best vehicle for yourself.
Yeah, 7's definitely a strong game, but if it's not a question of having to play portable or not, I'd still always prefer Wii.
Yeah, same here. I actually will probably be replaying the game sometime soon, because when my Wii died, I was not able to transfer the save data. So someday I will pick this game up, probably in anticipation for the Wii U game.
My Wii, like, only turns on 1 out of 3 times, and I'm just praying it's going to limp along to Wii U. It's not good.
All right, that is Mario Kart 7, our number 7 game. Or Mario Kart Wii, not Mario Kart 7. Well, it is ironic that it is number 7 on our list of the top 10 first-party Wii games.
What should we have called it? Mario Kart 6?
Yeah, I guess it is Mario Kart 6, technically. Or, I guess, 8 if you count the... or 8 or 9, I think, if you count the arcade ones.
Okay.
Yep, that's Mario Kart Wii, guys. Thanks for listening, and Mike and Tyler, thanks for joining me.